Hi there, and welcome again to EHS This Week. I know we've taken a little bit of a hiatus, but we're back with another episode for the week ending April 1st. My name is Jason, your usual host, and I'm joined by somebody new today. I'm joined by Peter Elias Alouche, who is the practice manager here at Intellex, who manages our quality and supplier business practices. Peter, you want to say a quick hello?
Hey, everybody.
And Peter has joined me today because one of the topics that he's passionate about is actually something that I'm also passionate about, and a topic that has become quite popular on this podcast, which is culture, specifically corporate culture, and its impact and influence on not only safety but also quality and vice versa, how a culture of safety and a culture of quality can impact an organization's behavior and ultimately, in many cases, an organization's bottom line. So, Peter, why don't you fill us in on some of your findings and some of the things that you've observed and looked at in industry?
Great. Thanks, Jason. So the first thing to kind of think about is culture is something that it can't be changed overnight. It takes some time. Sometimes it takes years. And what culture really is all about are the norms and values of the organization. And ultimately, it helps to make good decisions within the organization, regardless of what's happening on a day-to-day basis or how we interact with customers, external parties, etc. So if we look at things like, say, ISO 9001 or quality management systems in general, they're not just about processes and documentation. If you want to have a culture of quality, this really influences how people go above and beyond on the day-to-day in order to make sure that customer satisfaction is kind of guaranteed. So every touch point that you have with the customer, this is an opportunity to either move that bar closer to exceeding customer expectations, or it can go in the opposite direction. And with social media, there's more and more evidence that people are actually complaining online, and this can easily become viral. So that's definitely one thing to think about. Another interesting thing that I came across recently was I was reading an HBR article, which is actually on the topic of the culture of quality. It was published in April 2014, and they surveyed 850 employees from a range of job functions in over 60 companies, and they talked about the benefits of a quality culture once it's put in place. So one of the statements that they made in the article was that just providing monetary incentives, training, and sharing best practices in order to try and establish a culture of quality didn't really make a big difference, didn't have much of an impact. Rather, what they found was that companies that took a grassroots approach, which was more peer-driven, so they kind of looked at how certain individuals within organizations went above and beyond in order to make an impact, using all of the tools that they have within the organization relating to quality and other aspects, was really what made a difference in establishing a strong quality culture. So I thought those were really interesting.
Yeah, that's really fascinating. Really, the main takeaway there, or the main concept there, is, again, something that we've discussed on this podcast quite a lot, and it's also something that we talk about in a lot of the content that we generate here at Intellex, is the fact that whether you're talking about quality or you're talking about safety or perhaps if you're talking about sustainability, none of those things are really point-in-time measures. None of those things are individual numbers and individual metrics. Really, all of those things have an impact on your culture and are a cumulative sum of all of your processes, all of your tasks, all of your day-to-day behaviors, etc. An interesting article or a research paper, rather, that I found recently actually tried to do a bit of a correlation between safety, cultures of safety, and corporate performance and profitability, if you will. And interestingly enough, what this research study showed was they actually found a basket of companies, I believe it was 17 companies over the course of the last 10 years or so, who had been awarded or won some sort of accolades with regards to their safety and their safety culture. And they also looked at the performance of that basket of companies from a stock perspective versus the performance of the overall S&P 500. And what they found was that there was a significant overperformance or outperformance of those safe companies versus the general market, i.e. the S&P 500. So as a bit of a stock nerd myself, you know, the reality is it's the old causation versus correlation discussion. You know, it's probably fairly naive to suggest that safety, a culture of safety, or even perhaps a culture of quality has such a linear direct effect on profitability and stock performance. Nevertheless, most people would probably agree, even the most skeptical analysts would probably agree, that those companies were probably doing a lot of things right, which led to that that performance when it came to the bottom line. And one of those things that they are doing right in this study is safety as well. So safety in being a safe company and being a company with a safe culture, it involves everything that Peter talked about when it comes to a culture of quality. It's not just looking at measures. It's not just having a spreadsheet to track lagging performance. What it is having systems, processes, and also employee buy-in in place, whereby day after day, task after task, job after job, everybody is acting in a safe manner. Likewise, the same type of approach has to apply for cultures of quality. Likewise, even just at an abstracted corporate level, that's how you build a culture of excellence.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Jason. Definitely, you know, having top management buy-in and setting kind of setting the stage of how things should be is definitely a good starting point. But it has to ultimately, there has to be buy-in from the frontline employees that are living the operations on a day-to-day basis. If they don't have that ownership, regardless of what it is, whether it's quality, safety, environment, all of that kind of goes to nothing. So that really having that strong foundation in place is definitely key to any type of success.
Yeah, absolutely. And here at Intellects, it's something that we've learned over the course of the last 20-plus years, and it's something that we see and we learn more every day, is the value and benefit of taking that abstracted, more holistic view of how you roll out a safety program or how you roll out a quality or sustainability program. So again, a bit of a after our hiatus from publishing our podcast for a couple of weeks, we came back with you know, a topic that we wanted to talk about that is near and dear to both Peter and my hearts. But hopefully you found it valuable. And also, if it did pique your interest, we encourage you to check out some of our previous episodes where we talk about the same topic, as well as some of the content and materials that we publish on the Intellects website as well, talking about everything from behavior change to building culture to reinforcing behavior. Peter, any last words?
No, I think we pretty much covered it.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me, and thank you for tuning in for this week's episode of EHS This Week.